bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. The Senate has passed legislation on TikTok that would force the Chinese parent company to sell the platform. This was included as part of the $95 billion aid bill that would go to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. The decision was made last week by House Republicans to include the ban as part of the deal where a previous version of the bill had initially been scratched. President Biden has already expressed his intention to sign the bill last month when the discussions were taking place. With this new development, ByteDance now has 9 months to move forward with a sale of the platform, with an additional 3 months extension if a sale is already in place. In a quote by the Associated Press, Senate Commerce Committee Chairwoman Maria Cantwell said, "Congress is not acting to punish ByteDance, TikTok, or any other individual company. Congress is acting to prevent foreign adversaries from conducting espionage, surveillance, malign operations, harming vulnerable Americans, our servicemen and women, and our U.S. government personnel. If a sale is not made, a ban of TikTok in the U.S. could affect millions of creators on the platform." A former police officer is suspected in the killing of his ex-wife and girlfriend while also abducting a one-year-old child in the process. Police searched for the suspect Elias Huizar, who was charged with first-degree premeditated murder of his ex-wife as she was leaving Wiley Elementary School. Hours later, police found another victim of Huizar, who was believed to be the suspect's girlfriend. Huizar led troopers on a chase after a failed traffic stop, which resulted in a gunfire exchange between the two sides. No officers were injured as a result. Huizar then crashed his vehicle and shot himself before he could be taken into custody. Police were able to take the one-year-old abducted child into custody, however, who was uninjured during the events of the day. Nobody likes losing jewelry, especially if that jewelry is your very own Super Bowl championship ring. That's right. Former Eagles center Jason Kelce has lost his prized ring of the franchise's only Super Bowl in an event for his New Heights podcast, which he hosts with his brother and Super Bowl champion in his own right, Travis Kelce. The culprit might be surprising to you, though. A pool full of chili, which was filled with two socks containing a fake ring and the real ring, were placed one in each pool. Somehow, someway, the ring got lost as a result. "We can safely assume that my ring is now in a landfill," Kelce said in an episode of the podcast covering the event and the loss of the ring. Whether the ring was stolen or not, no one knows for sure, but it will be a saga to continue to watch unfold. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.